Welcome back. I know what you're here for. You clicked on this audio, so I'm pretty sure you know what you want too. You're here to hear my voice again. I know that you happen to have a little thing for my voice. Well, not exactly little. You're obsessed. I know it, and you know it. There's no point in denying it. How did you stumble across this audio? Did you find the script offer and immediately think of my voice filling it? And now your dreams have finally come true. Were you browsing through Reddit, read those tags and decided you needed a little reminder of your love for my voice? Or did you just see my name, and suddenly, you couldn't keep your hands off the link? Yeah, you're definitely hooked. I can't blame you, though. With a voice like mine in your ears, it's a miracle you could even think of resisting. So sensual and seductive. So sweet and sultry and ready to indulge your most dirty fantasies. Did you like it when I was begging for your cum? Like a needy little whore? Or did you prefer me making you do the begging? To have you screaming out my name like the slut that you are? Or, how about when I gently coax the cum out of you with more good boys than you can count? Whether you wanted something sweet and wholesome, or dark and depraved, my voice is always there to help get you off. That's probably when it started, I'm guessing. You had gotten so used to coming to my voice that you ended up conditioning yourself to get horny whenever you hear me speak. That twitching cock down there gives you away. The more you listened, the better my voice made you feel, and the more addicted you became. And then, you happened to discover my denial series. And it all got so much worse. You're already so good at fixating on my every word that when I told you to stop stroking, you did it without hesitation. You started feeling relaxed, then obedient, then very, very horny. Then maybe it was physical. Or just mental, hands-free or hands-on. But the only thing that matters was that you were deep under my control and cumming your brains out. Every time you went over that edge, you let a little more of me into your mind. The orgasms only got more intense, and you only got more obsessed. And now, you need me. You can't get enough of my voice. You can't get enough of the pleasure I can give you. You've given in so much that my voice gets you so deeply immersed in all of the fantasies I fill your head with. As a dom, I've made you feel so good for me. I've made you sink and submit to me. I've covered every inch of you in pleasure, and you just want more. But it's okay to be addicted to my voice. In fact, I want you addicted to my voice, because it means that I have more control over you. I need you to be addicted to my voice. I need that control. Even without the fantasies, You'd sink just as deep, and you'd come just as hard, because my voice is just that powerful. My voice owns you. It's what makes the magic happen, and you want to give yourself up to it, so I can make you feel even better. You want me to make you come, and I want you to come for me. So there's no point in trying to resist. You can't. Let me give you what you want. I'll give you your fix. Focus on the words that flow into your ears, penetrating deep into your head. They sound so intoxicating, don't they? Fixate on the softness of the sounds I'm making, the soothing intonation of my words. You're feeling sleepier and more relaxed. And you start breathing slowly and deeply, your body preparing itself to sleep and submit. You can't fight it, no matter how hard you try. Maybe your mind might be telling you that this isn't a good idea. But then it starts to drop deeper and deeper and deeper. And those little warning sirens in the back of your head just get switched off. My voice turns your brain off because your brain knows what it wants. It wants to be controlled. It wants to be dominated. It wants to be empty. So why would you even want? So why would you even want to put up a fight? Let me speak directly to your subconscious mind. All you have to do is listen. Don't think. Just listen. It feels so good to follow my voice. You don't need anything other than my voice. My words take up all of the space in your mind, clearing out the rest of your thoughts, leaving you focused only on me. You can feel a familiar fog forming over your mind as it grows fuzzy, and thinking becomes impossible. Let it happen. You can feel your body wrapped in pleasure with every word I say. Relax into it. Melt into it, and let it take you deeper. Obey. It feels so good to sink for me, so relaxing, yet so intense. It couldn't be easier for me to hypnotize you, my adorable little addict, because you can't do anything but give in. As the thoughts leak out of your head, those happy, feel-good chemicals in your brain flood your body. And soon enough, you're putty in my hands. It's inevitable when you listen to me. A biological response, really. I tell you to sink for me, and you sink. I tell you to drop deeper for me, and you drop. Just submit and let my voice take over. Feel that heat between your legs grow, the drowsier you get. Sleepy and submissive, hard and horny, you ache for my control. You throb for my voice. So slip back into that state where you're completely blank and empty, where nothing matters but the sound of my voice in your head and the pleasure you feel in your body. I'm going to count you down from 10, and with each number, you'll sink 10 times as deep. When I reach 0, you'll give in completely.
10.
Your thoughts melt away, leaving only my voice. 9. Give in to my voice. 8. Surrender to the pleasure.
7.
Near addicted to me. 6. You don't have a choice. 5. All you can do is obey. 4. All you can do is submit. 3. Drop deeper and deeper down into trance. 2. You need to give in. 1. You need to sleep. 0. Sleep for me. Let me in. That's a good boy. All your resistance has faded away, leaving you mindless and empty for me. And you'll keep sinking and listening to my voice, because there's nothing left in your head other than my voice. Nothing's left but pleasure. Nothing's left but bliss. You can feel what my voice is doing to you. Your breath's getting all shaky. Your body's shivering a little. Your heart's beating a little bit faster. Can't you see? You're madly in love with my voice. Every word fuels your obsession. Every word takes you deeper, makes your head spin and spiral, gives me more and more control. And the more you listen, the stronger it gets. Every single time you listen to me, you give my voice and my triggers even more power over you. My voice is in every inch of your body, every part of your mind, and I can tinker with you and mold you and build you up and break you down as much as I see fit. For instance, if I were to snap my fingers, all this pleasure in your body would just spike and focus between your thighs, and you'd feel it as an incredibly intense jolt in your cock. Like that. And with each snap, it only gets more intense, and the pleasure only builds higher and higher. Each snap layering on top of the previous one, as your cock gets more and more overwhelmed with pleasure. That truly is a sight to behold. You know, I have a bit of a confession to make. The sight of you lying there, wherever you are, helplessly trembling with pleasure, turns me on so fucking much. I need it just as much as you need my voice. Sometimes I can't get your blank and blissed out face out of my head. and I just have to touch myself to the thought of it. I record audios like these, knowing that you'll be so desperately ready to listen the moment you see them. So I can get deep inside your head, fuck up your mind, abuse the pleasure centers in your brain, and get you more and more addicted to me. And God, is it so fucking hot. I just want to break you so badly, slut. I want to watch your mind leak out of you the same way your pre-cum leaks out of that twitching cock. I want to see you squirm and shake and scream my fucking name. I'm so addicted to making you my mindless little fuck toy. And now that you know, I don't have to hold back. I can just tease and toy with and fucking destroy you. I can do whatever the fuck I want with you. I need to. You get your fix, I get mine. Surely that's a fair arrangement, pet. Fuck, I've needed this. It feels so good to rub my clit like this. Especially knowing that you're out there, drinking in every little moan, getting more fucked up by the second. You can touch your cock too, if you feel like you have to. I know you're itching for more pleasure. You can pump away as fast as you want to, or stroke nice and slow. You can squeeze it tight, or go nice and gentle. Stroke just the head, or tease yourself with nothing more than a finger, or spit to get it wet. Or not touch it at all, and let my moans and snaps do all the work. Frankly, I don't fucking care how you do it. Because you're under my control, and that cock between your legs is my property. And I'm the one making you feel this good. And I'm the one who decides when you get to come. But with all these snaps in your ears, and my sexy voice flooding you with pleasure, you're probably feeling like you could just burst at any second, right? Well, too fucking bad. It's not my problem if the pleasure snapping through you is too much. Because you don't get to come yet. Be a good boy and stay on that end. Feel like you're too close? Get closer. Feel like you can't take it anymore? Write it. You're here for my satisfaction. Your pleasure is to service me. And good fuck toys know exactly how to serve their addictions, don't they? Don't think I'll make it easy for you, though. You don't get the privilege of an easy orgasm. I'm going to torture you with snap after snap after snap. And you're just going to sit there and take it. Because you're so fucking weak for my voice. Let it enslave you. Sink deeper with each snap. Submit more and more with every jolt of pleasure. Make sure you put on a show for me, slut. I want you moaning my name. I don't care whether you shout it out, or whether it's a little whimper, or a quiet whisper, but I want you to say it over and over as I edge you. Go on. Mistress. Say it again. Mistress. Fuck. Just like that. Keep saying it. Don't stop. Tell yourself who's in control. Who owns you, mistress? Who are you addicted to, mistress? Good boy. Good fucking boy. You don't know what you've done to me. I hear you melt for me and turn into a mindless little puddle, and I can't think of anything else but how pathetic you look, thrusting and pulsing for me. It makes me so fucking wet. I need to get off so badly. You've turned me into a mess, gotten me hooked on your submission. And you're gonna pay, slut. You're gonna pay with your pleasure. You're gonna pay with your mind. You're gonna pay with your cum. I want you to myself. I want it all. My voice is going to milk out every last drop of your creamy cum. There's no alternative. You're going to give me what I want. Are you touching and teasing, or are you doing it hands-free? Regardless, you will come for me, my slave. Not a second before I say, but you will. Soon enough, you'll give in to the pleasure. That perfect, powerful, pulsing pleasure. Snapping and shaking, shuddering pleasure. Rubbing and teasing and stroking and squeezing and pleasure. Pleasure, pleasure, endless pleasure. You're addicted to this pleasure. You're addicted to my voice. Feel the urge to come build up within you. Feel your body tensing. Feel your balls filling. Feel how your throbbing cock is so on edge for my voice. All that cum rushing to the tip. I'm close to a slut. So fucking close. You're gonna come with me. You will spurt. You will squirt. You will give me all of your seed. You want to come. You need to come. I need you to come. I need my fix. I need it. I need it. I need it. I need it. Do it. Come for me, my slave. Say my name as you come and explode for me. Feed your addiction. Feed my addiction. Just give it and shoot your brains out. Yes, that's it. Fuck, I'm coming. I'm coming. Don't fucking stop. Keep fucking coming. Make a sticky mess for me. It feels so fucking good. That's a good little addict. Such an obedient boy for me. Is your brain feeling a little fried right now? More so than usual, of course. Good. My voice is very suited to taking you deep and bringing out the submissive in you. But you, every time you submit to me, you bring out a side of me that I can't control. It's dangerous, but it's also so tempting. And I love what you do to me, and I don't want it to stop. We both know it won't end here, though. When this audio finishes, you'll stay in trance, basking in the afterglow for as long as it feels good, waking up whenever you want. The powers of my snaps won't affect you outside of my audios, but they'll get stronger each time you come back. When you come out of trance, you'll have quite the mess to clean up. So you'll get some tissues, wipes, take a shower, or even lick it up if you're feeling kinky. Then maybe you have stuff to do, chores, or work, or something scholarly. Or maybe you're completely drained and want to get some rest. Or wind down and put your feet up with a nice book, or some TV, or a hobby of yours, or a hardcore gaming sesh. So will I, and we'll sink back into our everyday lives, with not a single soul other than us two, knowing what filthy things we did here. But we'll be back, whether it's in an hour, a day, a week, or a month. Soon enough, you'll be crawling back to my audios, and I'll be scrambling back to my mic. Because you're my slave, and I'm your goddess. We're so bad for each other. But it feels so very good when we're with each other. That we just can't stop. You're hooked on my voice, and I'm hooked on your pleasure. So I'll be seeing you eventually when we both need another hit.